Harsh sentences may be a deterrent, but they don't get at the motives for this kind of violence. A United Nations study released this week took the direct approach of asking men themselves. The study surveyed 10,000 men in Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, and Sri Lanka, and it came up with some alarming statistics. 1 in 4 of those surveyed said they had committed rape. High levels of gang rape were also reported, and some of the highest levels were found in Cambodia. Reporter Erwin Loy spoke with one young man in Phnom Penh who is part of that statistic.
24-year-old Sam Nang looks like many young Cambodian men, dressed in a fitted plaid shirt and skinny jeans. Sam Nang's not his real name. He's only agreed to speak on tape if he's not identified. But he's not shy when asked about what he and his friends do for fun. He describes the first time he took part in a gang rape. It was a few years ago, he says. He met a woman at a bar. She was a prostitute. She agreed to come back to his rented room in return for $20. When they got there, he says, 4 of his friends were waiting, just as they'd planned.
When she saw that it was 4 of us, she refused. So we'd offered her more money. And if she still refused to take the money and wanted to leave, we weren't going to let her. Even if she didn't want to have sex, she couldn't have gone anywhere.
What he's describing is gang rape, but he doesn't call it that. He seems surprised when asked if what he's doing is illegal or wrong.
To be honest, I never thought about it. All I'm thinking is about how I can make enough money to have sex with girls.
This carefree attitude toward rape has been troubling advocates here trying to reduce violence against women. More than a decade ago, researchers turned up an unexpected phenomenon in interviews with young Cambodian men. Some described gang rape scenarios as an almost casual activity. They even had a name for it, bauk, which translates as plus in the Khmer language.
When they spoke about it, it wasn't with any sense of embarrassment nor any sense of boasting. It was just a matter-of-fact thing that this is what we do at weekends, in the same way that you or I would go and play football or cycle or whatever.
That's David Wilkinson, a consultant who led some of the first research on gang rape in Cambodia.
They talk about a shared experience amongst friends. This is something that we do as a group, as a gang. One group of guys talked about my team go and do bauk.
In the United Nations study, more than 5% of the Cambodian men surveyed said they'd taken part in a gang rape, higher than the 2% typically seen in most of the other sites surveyed. James Lang is program coordinator with Partners for Prevention, which released the study. It's an umbrella group of UN agencies working on gender-based violence in Cambodia. He says the men's attitudes captured in the study could be used to help pinpoint the most crucial factors behind why some men commit this kind of violence and how to stop it.
One of our questions was for the rape motivation was because I wanted to show her that I could. So I wanted to prove that I'm a man by raping this woman. And I think in the sites where gang rape is quite high, this notion of male sexual performance is something we really need to dig in deeper around.
Ul Ratanak is the head of a local NGO, the People Health Development Association, which works with young people, especially men. He goes to university classrooms like this one, holding debates to get young people to challenge each other's views on what it means to be a man, or a woman for that matter. Ratanak knows the pressure many of the young men in this class are facing. When he was in university, he says his friends would talk about bauk or gang rape. They wanted him to join in as well.
They said, I'm not a real man. When you want to show someone that you are a real man, you have to join with them.
But he refused to go along with his friends. For advocates hoping to change attitudes, Ratanak and others like him could play a critical role. Even if 1/4 of men surveyed in the UN study said they had raped, that also means 3/4 had not. Researcher James Lang.
It's not a natural condition for men to use violence against women. That's the message, is that it is possible, violence is preventable.
But it may be an uphill battle reaching people like Sam Nang, the 24-year-old man in Phnom Penh. When I ask him the last time he and his friends forced a woman to have sex, He's ready with an answer.
Mien, your muay day pay.
It happened last night, he says. For the world, I'm Erwin Loy in Phnom Penh.
We've curated conversations and coverage of violence against women at theworld.org/worldgender. Join the conversation online or follow the hashtag worldgender on social media.